Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My name is Johannes Khadebe, and you're listening to 11, the official theatre podcast.
Hello, and welcome to 11, the official theatre podcast that brings the biggest stars and creatives together in one place to discuss life in the arts. He's the breakout star of the BBC mega hit Strictly Come Dancing that's earned himself an army of fans from across the globe thanks to his fierce and fabulous dancing. Now he's taking his talents on the road and even into the West End as part of his own solo tour, Freedom, a celebration through music and dance. From African fusions to fiery Latin, classic dance arrangements, and huge party anthems with a company of exciting dancers, audiences will go on a journey from growing up in South Africa to travelling the world, winning titles, and starring in Strictly's most memorable moments. So here, in an exclusive conversation, just before the tour finalises its rehearsals and sets out on the road, we discuss the joys of returning to live performance with Freedom, honouring his homeland of South Africa and the unbreakable support he receives from his family. Plus, we talk queer visibility, starring on Strictly, and overcoming the homophobes. Plus, there might, just might, be talk of all things fabulous. It's the joyous soul of Johannes Radebe here now on this, the next episode of 11, the official theatre podcast. To ensure the safety of all involved in this episode of 11, Johannes and I connected for this conversation digitally, so please forgive any brief moments while we wait for the internet to catch up. Enjoy. He's the king of the dance floor and one of the most authentic humans on this entire planet. And he's also somebody that I love and respect very, very much. So please help me welcome to this, the next episode of 11. Hi, Johannes.
Oh, hello, darling. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so, so happy to see you. The second I start talking to you, I suddenly feel happy. I mean, literally, you are like real life sunshine. Do a lot of people say, Johannes, just be near me. I need this ray of light.
Yeah, don't even. My family, oh my gosh, you say that, William. I think I get that from my family. We're a very happy bunch. It's South Africa, isn't it? South Africans.
I think I can figure out where that comes from because I was watching, this must be probably a month ago now, the video you posted, you probably know which one I'm talking about, of you going back home. And it wasn't just the smiles, it wasn't just the hugs, it was just the standing still and screaming. And I was like, there's the light, that's where it comes from.
So yes, so we had a glimpse into my world. Honestly, it is that. One has always been taught to really, really appreciate life, William, and I think that's the most important thing. I for one, respect it very much. And after the past 2 years as well, it's just, I've chosen joy. Let's just put it that way. And if we're affecting others along the way, then hallelujah.
People want to be able to get a little bit of the Johannes love. We can do this in person because live performance is back. We actually get to do this as part of your UK tour, which is very, very exciting, which I was watching your This Morning interview this morning on the day in which we're recording it. And I loved a quote that you said. You said it's a burst of colour, energy and everything fabulous. And you actually are encouraging us to dance in the aisles. Is that right?
Yes, I am, darling. Oh, you know, William, Freedom is a dream come true for me. Any dancer in this world would love to headline their own show and put their name to it. Given the fact that we haven't been able to perform for audiences live, has left me somehow feeling a little bit empty in the past 2 years. Even took the magic out of Strictly Come Dancing a little bit, because when the audience are there, honey, you feel the vibes. I can't wait to meet people live and to honestly just say thank you to people that has been supporting Johannes for the past 4 years. But I want to have a party. I want us to stand up at the end of the show and be mincing around the theater. So people must bring their drinks and let's have fun.
You're going to actually start a party. You're going to be like, excuse me, attention this way. I'm giving you a lot over here, okay? You're going to be competing with us.
There'll be confetti and everything.
Well, you've promised heels and feathers, so I don't want just confetti. I want all of it or nothing.
Oh, the introduction is feathers, heels, and the fan, darling. That's when you know it's that time of the show. Now, listen, okay. It's going to be brilliant.
So tell me a little bit about the show itself. So it's, of course, centered around you, and it's your journey, and it's... Is it reflecting through your life and milestones, or is it where you are now, I guess? How does it sort of come together?
All that in one. You know, somebody said to me the other day, you move like a worm, and I said that you was Graham as well. And I was like, yeah, that's because of the other dance genres that has influenced me as a dancer, you know? I come from a rich culture of dance, you know? Everybody can dance where I come from. The Latin and ballroom discipline was something different to our world, and something that I obviously was like, oh, this is interesting. And everybody else around me was like, this is so not cool. I had to live through that, you know? But I would love to tell a little bit of my story in terms of, you know, African dances in my show, share that with the world and put it in a beautiful theater setting for the first time, because I've never seen it done before in the world. And that is a bit sad. There's the shows like Imoja that has come before, but that was in the 90s, darling. Come on. But more than anything, people will also get to see the fiery Latins and the elegant ballrooms. And of course, they know who I am and what I'm capable of. So there's no fear around what I can put on stage and how I present to people. So that's the lovely thing to know as well.
It also feels very exciting for us as an audience to be able to learn and see something new from you. We've obviously seen a lot of it on the TV and through performance, but for you to bring something fresh, I mean, that feels like such a luxury.
Oh, it is. It is going to be. And, I've hired a diverse cast of dancers, and there's 10 of them. And they're hired based on their talent alone, not who they are or who they identify as. You understand what I'm saying? And that has been also refreshing. I've got 2 singers. I've just seen the set. It looks incredible. Represents a lot of, you know, where I come from. The music alone is a production. So when I look at all the elements coming together, I'm pinching myself, William.
What do you think the reaction will be from the audience? Do you think that it'll be elation as well as emotion? Or are you hoping to keep everything high, I guess? Or like in typical, what I imagine is going to be your answer, it's going to be typical Johannes, which is we're going to have a little bit of everything.
What, to have a little bit of everything? And I hope that's what the story does, because that's what artistry is all about, right? Thought-provoking, you know, emotional and all that. And you hope that people go on a journey and experience all that with you within 2 hours, which is mad. But ultimate goal is to, like I said, celebrate. I don't know what it is that I'm celebrating so much, but I do know it's called freedom.
Does it feel for you like a full 360 experience? Because you're getting the opportunity to teach us about your heritage and about your journey, but also you are getting to come see everybody else and sort of complete the circle. Does it feel like you're sort of going home while also being introduced to a new audience?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just feel like it's come full circle for me. I debuted in the West End in 2015 at the Peacock Theatre. That's when I was like, I would love to live in this country. I would love to have an opportunity to roam around the streets and learn from legends. Because at that time, I was still thinking I was going to be a ballroom champ, a Latin champ. Strictly was not even in my plans. You understand what I'm saying? And that's where Strictly got to see me and what I'm capable of. So to finally be coming back to the Peacock Theatre on the 1st and 2nd of April is... I know that I want my mama to be there with the rest of my family to really just share that moment. I just feel like, yeah, everything that I've honestly worked for in my dance career has led to this moment.
Do you think it's a good idea to invite your mum, considering that she will scream like on that video and you'll be like, hello, attention is on me, not mum.
Babe, that's funny. You know, when you say that, she'll probably be sitting there crying. My aunt, who I lost last year due to COVID, she probably would have gotten on stage with us and danced with us on stage if she ever had an opportunity, you know? I mean, she was the proudest, she was the loudest, and it pains me that she's not here. But this is also for people that has had a dream for the longest of time, William. And I know that if they were alive, or if they had an opportunity to come and see it in the United Kingdom, they would be beyond proud.
I don't think it's lost on you at all, the platforms and opportunities that you've been given. And with that comes a responsibility that you almost don't get any choice in being able to talk about or accept or take on, which is visibility, which in 2022 is one of the greatest things I think we as individuals have to people that look like us or identify similar to us. Has that been something that's been easy or quite difficult for you to be able to take on? And I guess, is there a lot of pressure there when you are on a platform, say like Strictly or in the public eye? And do you like the fact that you are influencing and supporting other people, both directly and indirectly?
You know what? It dawned on me last year, William, this opportunity to dance with another male came by. I was very apprehensive in the beginning. I was like, you know, I'm a black gay man. I've always had to find a way to navigate in this world and be safe. So I've always liked to be very comfortable and not out there. I say that because I've hidden, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the fact that I just feel like no more fear of self-expression, like I said, really. I'm so tired of moping and walking around the world as if I don't belong. And to be able to help others come to that realization earlier on in their lives, it brings me happiness, it brings me joy. I feel like we've contributed something to humanity. And I know that's too much, but like you're saying, I'm grateful to be in a position that I am because I've learned to own it. And yes, there's nothing more important than seeing people that look like you. And like you said, visibility is very important. And I know lives have gone on to change for the better.
And to be cheered on of people of all backgrounds, identities, ages. I mean, I do not know a single person, I mean this really genuinely, a single person in my life or friendship circle or anyone that is not Johannes obsessed. Seriously, I'll tell you who's one person who adores you is my dad. He's like, when's Johannes on? Like, honestly, it's overwhelming, the support. And I hope that you get the opportunity to feel that.
Oh, babes, I have. And I felt it every single week when we were voted to go through to another. For me, that blew me away. I mean, I remember me and John saying, listen, let's go on and do this and let's go for a ride because we might not make it far given our world and our life experiences, but we're going to enjoy it and we're going to love it. And we did it. And if we avoided what people were saying and just focused on the job, I just loved that we were like the other couples. I know a lot of people were uncertain as to how it was going to work and very curious to see it. But I hope this, and I know they said then they went, okay, we're here for this. And you know what? I felt it every single weekend. I can't tell you. Every time they said, and going through to next week, John and Johannes, I was just like, that's mad. That's mad. You know it feels so real.
Well, it is real life, isn't it? As sort of obvious as that sounds like. It's like, I don't want to say I understand why people have reservations, because I don't think that means that you're sort of understanding sort of discrimination, but you're like, okay, if you've not seen this before, give people an opportunity to exist as themselves. And then you see that nobody died. There's nothing bad. It'll be okay. See you next week for more sequins. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, darling. Thank you for that.
Not to completely kill this moment, but is there still the other side of it? Do you still get social media warriors, you know, like social justice warriors? And do you ever get anything in the street, or are we actually past that now, which I would hope?
You can't see the good without seeing the bad. And that was my case during the season. As soon as I scrolled, there would be people. I had messages from Africa saying that I should never come back because I'm a disgrace. And that's my home. And that, I think, as much as I didn't want to allow it to bother me, I think at some point it did, because I went on to check who's saying that. And, you know, like many keyboard warriors, this person was not anonymous. Their whole profile was there. You could see that she was a mother. And I thought to myself, no way you're raising kids in this world with that foul mouth and that those crazy ideas. And it proved also to me how far we have to go, because you just think to yourself, the world is still messed up in that regard, you know. And the more I was even more compelled to show up and be louder, because I was just like, this needs to end. And I love the fact that there's been an awakening within the society to call out something that is wrong. You understand what I'm saying? So, and I feel so blessed, because I feel safer now walking around in the world, because I know if anything had to happen to me, somebody would step in, because previously it never used to be the case. You know, I highlight something in the show in the first act to say we are not free until we are all free. And we know who said that is Masha. And that's the truth. And that's what the world still needs to realize. So I do. I address the sadness around the fact that our people are still being killed. And especially in Africa, in most African countries, that is our reality. Enough.
I'm so glad that you said it is evolving, that things are changing. And I feel like the second things stop changing and the second things sort of feel like they're sort of treading water and nothing's happening and there's no progression, people aren't feeling more comfortable, that's when we should worry. But the fact the world is spinning forward, the fact that you are giving such wonderful visibility to so many people. I mean, I know watching Strictly, when I watched you and John, I was just like, I feel seen, I feel part of the conversation, I feel important. And it's backed up by all of the people around you, your colleagues, your friends, wanting you to do as well as everybody else. And I feel like that's the real progression. That's sort of the progression that you can measure, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is what eased the blows, my darling. That what you're talking about really eased the blows. I still have to say, you know, you create that world for yourself. You find your tribe and you hold on to them. And I think that's what every member of our community had to do through this life. And I encourage that more. I really do, especially with youngsters. Find your tribe, darlings, so that you never have to feel like you're alone.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is there a plan at any point in the future for you to take freedom to your home country?
That was the initial plan. I was like, my show is going to South Africa because I feel like, you know, people at back home know who I am as well. And I know that there's been a lack of representation when it comes to dancing, not alone anything, you know. And I just believe that if we don't do it, darling, then you guys are never going to have another Johannes, no OT. That's the reality. And I want to go back and inspire that mostly, you know. Take the show not to the main cities, not to the great theatres. Take them to townships, because like I said, we don't have that theatre culture. It's not that strong back home. So yes, that's in my heart. COVID happened though, but it's not gonna derail us from what we need to do. Never.
No way.
So I'm going home. I am.
We can be the warm-up, that can be the main event. I'm okay with that.
Oh my darling, not like that, but yes, I'm coming through.
You do know that your mum will be at every show, right? You are aware of this.
Babes, I think my whole family will be working at the show.
You should literally just be like, this is a family performance, and then you need to let people buy tickets.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't even know if I'm going to make money, darling. I might have to put it on for free, because you know what? That's the thing I also realized. I was like, nobody, you can't be what you can't see, you know? And I'm grateful for the people that sold that dream to me. It's so important that I go back there. I can't tell you. And I just want people to be able to work from their homes like they do in the United Kingdom, get dressed, you understand what I'm saying? Take their family and go and sit and watch a show. That would be, that's the dream.
Now, will you, because I want to talk about costumes, because it's a key part of it, and your outfits are always incredible, including today. And I saw those amazing photographs of you on Graham Norton, which is just ridiculous. Like, I was like, of course, that's what he's wearing. Like, such a sir. I just wondered, could you tell me anything without spoiling anything? Is there going to be a Mariah and Janet Jackson moment? Are you going to be serving a different look after every song? I mean, what are we sort of in for?
You say that. There's obviously surprises. I mean, my finale is three parts. But it's going to be spectacular. And I just, I it's the first time I'm working with costume designer Adele. But it's interesting what, when two passionate people come together, what can come out of that. So I'm excited for you all to see it, because honey, I'm going to be serving you I'm going to be serving you fish. It's going to be incredible. Like, I'm living my best life here, so you can imagine the quick changes. I am having a custom skirt made, and it's meters and meters and meters long.
Oh my god. Serving you literal Princess Di realness.
It's going to be amazing. Oh, I know what my people like.
You know what we want, and if you don't deliver, we won't leave. So therefore, for you to get at least a good night's sleep, you've got to turn up. Do you know what I mean? Give the people what they want. We want you, heels, and we want a train. Thank you very
much. Okay. No, it's coming, my love. It's coming.
Are we allowed, as an audience, are we allowed to get into the groove as well? I mean, I know that you don't want us sitting down, but we can turn up. We can serve fish as well, right?
Of course. Duh.
I'm just like, yes, William. Well, and also very quickly, because I know we're short on time, will there be a throne at any point? Are we going to be able to sort of put you the crown on your head? Are we going to get that moment?
I'm wearing an African turban, and that is a very, I say it's, I'm being defiant, I'm being rebellious, because for the longest of time, we all know what that turban, or we'll say a duke for that matter, you know, I'm reversing what, how it's always been viewed, because men could never. But you know, I'm Johannes. I'm not what people say I am. So I'm just gonna be. I know a lot of people won't be happy with that, but I just want to show people how far we've come. I know too long doesn't make sense, but you will see it when it happens. And I think a lot of people will appreciate it, especially Black people for that matter.
And I just want to very quickly talk for my last question about what it's gonna be like night one, when all the hard work is there, and obviously you've got the show to perform, but you know what you've got, the audience are ready to go. What do you think that moment is going to feel like for you right now? And in particular, what do you think that moment will feel like for little Johannes, who I can imagine only dreamed of a moment like this?
You know, I'm always an emotional hot mess on the show. You know, every time you see me, there's tears running down my face, my darling. When I say to you, I wake up every morning and I pinch myself for the fact that I live in this country, let alone anything. And like I say to you, I've never felt so liberated, William. I really, and I mean that, at the age of what? I'm in my mid-30s now. It has taken a while to get to where I am. I don't know. It means the world to me that this is happening. It really, really does. And I just want to say thank you, because I also know that it's very short-lived. Darling, that's my reality. So I'm gonna soak it all in, and I think that's needed. But yeah, let's see. It's not here yet, is it?
You are awesomely talented, incredibly kind, and as I said at the start, you just bring this ray of light and energy that I think we all need right now. So from me, for your time right now, and from everybody else, thank you so much.
Oh my darling, thank you for having me.
Pleasure, and I will see you very soon.
Yes, you better. I'll be sending people after you if you're not.
I'll be there. I'll be sat next to your mum. Don't worry.
Thank you, William.
You've been listening to 11, the official theatre podcast. Find out more about 11 at 11podcast.com or via the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.